Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another community mental health support call, because we can all use some comforting words of encouragement at this time. I'd like to thank my colleagues, Deputy Mayor Mark Schwartz and Councilman Jim Dunleavy, for helping me put this together, and our partner tonight, the Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey, located right here in Teaneck, but they service beyond. The Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing a diverse range of social support services, which include mental health, counseling, case management, senior services, kosher meals on wheels, two food pantries, career counseling, and more for people of all backgrounds. So please give them a call at 201-837-9090 and check out their website at JFCS, as in Sam, NNJ.org. We'll call them at 201-837-9090. All right, tonight's topic is avoiding burnout during COVID-19. I think that's too late for myself, but maybe some others, and maybe I can get back on path. But we are fortunate to have with us from JFCS, a clinician, Eric Larson. Eric, thank you so much for joining us, and the show is yours.
Good evening. I'm Eric Larson, and I'm a clinician with Jewish Family and Children's Services of Northern New Jersey, and I want to talk to you this evening about burnout and things we can do to help avoid it during these intense times. Let's start with defining burnout. Burnout is an emotional state of emotional, physical, and mental exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress, which occurs when we feel overwhelmed, emotionally drained, and unable to meet constant demand. Since the start of the pandemic, there have been major adjustments for all of us in nearly every aspect of our lives. These adjustments have been stressful for a great many, as they find themselves suddenly experiencing all the different aspects of their lives blending together at once. This blending, if left unchecked, can significantly increase the likelihood of burnout. In order to avoid burnout, it's important to balance our lives in such a way where we are able to distinguish our professional and academic lives from our personal lives. In order to do this, you need to have two things: structure and self-care. Let's start with structure. When we talk about structure, we're talking about creating spaces and routines that separate our professional and academic lives from our personal lives, as well as boundaries with ourselves and those in our households to keep them in place. The first structure you can set for yourself is to create a work or school station. If you're lucky enough to have a home office, this can serve that function. But if not, it's important to create a space that's separate from where you typically spend your leisure time. This is important as it creates a distinction between work and home and allows for a transition between the two. Even if you live in a studio apartment, simply setting up a tray table and a chair in a designated corner can help create that distinction. If we don't create a physical separation between personal and professional, then how can we fully commit to either? One cannot fully commit themselves to their work or study in a place where they relax, and the reverse is also true, so it's important that they feel different. The next key structure to avoiding burnout is creating a routine and sticking with it. It's easy to let time blend into itself right now, which can play a major role in feeling like there's never a break. Structure your day as if it were a typical day of work or school. If your typical work hours are 9 to 5 with an hour lunch, stick with that. You want to be consistent with the time you start and stop each day. Allow yourself the time for breakfast and to have a cup of coffee. Take time to put on makeup if you want to. Dress as you typically would if you were going out in public, and take time to prepare in the mornings. You wouldn't show up to work in your pajamas, and what would you put on when the day is done? Maintaining this kind of routine is critical in creating a transition between the start of the day and the start of the workday, as well as the end of the workday and transitioning into the evening. It's also important to maintain as many of the rituals in our personal lives as possible. so that we avoid feeling as though our lives are all work and no play. The goal is to feel as though when the workday ends, our personal lives resume. The last element of structure I want to talk about is boundaries. Both boundaries with yourself and those in your household. One thing that has been a direct result of the pandemic is that we're all home. Some of us with people and some of us with no one at all. In either case, it can feel tempting to give in to mixing our personal and professional lives. This can look like simply taking a moment out of our professional time to check in with those in your house, or to even allow yourself to work from home with the couch and the TV on in the background. In either case, it's an instance of our lives mixing. As tempting as these mixes might be, it's essential to construct and maintain boundaries if our personal and professional lives ought to remain separate. For instance, when you're at work, be at work. Make it clear to both yourself and those around you that when you're at work, you're unavailable for that period of time. At the same time, when the workday is done, let it be done. Don't slip back to your computer to check your work email after you've clocked out for the day. You also don't want to be in a situation where you become accustomed to something that isn't going to be the norm in the long run, such as getting into the habit of staying up late with the thought that you can just start work late the following morning. This will make it more difficult to transition back when social distancing is behind us. It cannot be understated how important it is to maintain these boundaries with those around you as well as with yourself, as you're the only one who can hold yourself accountable. As you can see, creating a space, setting a routine and sticking with it, and maintaining appropriate boundaries all work together to create a clear distinction between work and play, which helps avoid burnout. The other side to avoiding burnout that I want to discuss is self-care. When most people hear the term self-care, they generally think of something indulgent. But this isn't necessarily the case. It's important to think of self-care as being more along the lines of maintenance rather than anything else. What would happen if you constantly ran a car without even getting it proper maintenance? It would eventually break down. And without the maintenance of self-care, so can we. Self-care doesn't have to be anything over the top or complicated. It can be as simple as doing something relaxing or enjoyable, no matter how small. Allow yourself to take advantage of self-care by giving yourself a little break, even if it's just some time to take a relaxing bath, or to read a book or watch a show that you enjoy. Start your day with a song you love, or spend 5 minutes in the sun. It's important to allow yourself time to decompress and do something for yourself that brings you joy and relaxation in order to help maintain your internal engine. It doesn't have to be anything too complicated, and it just needs to be long enough so that you feel refreshed. It is also very important that it not be something that you feel guilty about, as feeling guilty defeats the purpose of self-care. Think of something small you can do and incorporate it into your schedule. Speaking of scheduling, another great way to practice self-care is to schedule yourself some hope. During these uncertain times, it can feel as though there's nothing positive on the horizon. So why not schedule yourself something to look forward to? Maybe it's a day at the beach, or maybe it's allowing yourself time to get in touch with friends or family you may not get to see. Having something in our schedules to look forward to allows us to feel more hopeful about the future. It also helps us in breaking up long stretches of time when one day can be indistinguishable from the next. The last and arguably most important element of self-care is to remember that it's okay to be where you are. This is not to say that it's okay that there's a pandemic and that things are so chaotic right now, but rather that it's okay to be feeling the way you are about it. It's okay to be anxious. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad, and it's okay to be upset at all, to not be upset at all. Regardless of how you're feeling right now, it's okay. There's no set way you should or should not be feeling right now, because there is no should. All the word should does is allow us to beat ourselves up for things we cannot change. So so don't should on yourself. And instead, recognize that if you weren't supposed to be feeling the way you were, you wouldn't be feeling that way. Our emotions can be difficult enough without beating ourselves up over them. The same can be said for shifts in our behavior as well, as we may find ourselves slacking in maintaining the cleanliness of our living spaces, engaging in increased screen time or allowing others to in order to take a break, and even eating more than we traditionally would or exercising less. All these behavioral shifts are okay and not something to beat yourself up for either. We are truly living in exceptional times, and if there is ever a time to make an exception for ourselves, it's during exceptional times. As you can see, the structure deals with the external, while the self-care maintains the internal. Both are necessary in order to effectively fight burnout. More importantly, though, beyond any of this, is just to be open and honest with yourself. Check in with yourself and see how you're doing. Do the same with others you might be concerned about as well. It's important that we are honest with ourselves and our needs and know where to whom we can reach out to if we ever feel like we are struggling. There's no shame in asking for help, and it can be a great strength to do so. While it may seem easier to stubbornly go through these times ignoring our feelings and suppressing them, the truth is it's much easier in the long run if we are simply able to ask for help when we need it. Anyone can claim anything is all right, or everything is all right, but it takes real courage to be able to speak up when it's not. Again, I've been Eric Larson, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great evening.
Eric, thank you very much. We really appreciate those very comforting words. You know, you touch upon especially something that I'm absolutely guilty of, which is now that I'm working in my basement, I'm always working, and I don't take that separation time, and it's very challenging, and maybe that is something I'm going to try over the next couple of days. Actually, I'm going to try it over the next couple of days to see if it does relieve some of my stress. But I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And I want to thank the people that called in and remind you that the Jewish Family Children's Services of Northern New Jersey is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing a diverse range of social support services, which include mental health counseling, case management, senior services, two food pantries, career counseling, and more for people of all backgrounds. Call them 201-837-9090. We're honored to have them as our partner to help bring this information to the people, to our residents and all those who have called in. I want to thank my colleagues, Deputy Mayor Mark Schwartz and Councilman Jim Dunleavy, and wish everybody a relaxing, healthy, safe, quiet, peaceful weekend. Remember to please continue to practice social distancing. If you go outside, please try to wear a mask, not for your protection, it's for your neighbor's protection, your neighbor's shalom, and for your protection. And this was recorded, and it's going to be shared on my Facebook as well as in my tidbits tomorrow. So if anyone you know who missed it, you can certainly share it with them. I wish everyone a good night, and thank you very much once again.